As American as apple pie. On the derrick, a crew of three roughnecks stopped drilling to make the pipe going into the earth one length longer. A length of pipe is retrieved from a squirrel cage at the top of the rig, lowered to the captured and clamped pipe at the roughneck's feet. The new length of pipe is screwed onto the top of the pipe coming out of the hole by two drillers using chains and muscle. The tool pusher then touches a gear when all hands are clear, and the newly extended drilling pipe rotates and down drilling resumes. Drilling in the continental U.S. hasn't changed much in 100 years. The derricks now are built from steel instead of wood. The drill bits are sharper and last longer. There's electricity instead of whale oil lamps. Drilling is quicker, and there are more tests to determine if a well will be profitable. There are improved methods of extracting oil from your discoveries. There are more environmental regulations. The men on the derrick are still rough and tumble, pickup-driving young men with crazy habits and a big bucket of problems. Many have too many girlfriends, too many kids, too many addictions, and too small a paycheck. When the price of oil drops, drilling stops, and small towns like Binkelman suffer. Much of the employment in this part of Nebraska is in the oil fields, and state revenues are buoyed by taxes on each barrel of oil brought out of the ground. When the price of oil increases, good times roll. Seeing a new pair of boots in the driller's shack is comforting. The country still needs energy, unpopular as the idea is to some. You can't learn the oil business from books. You don't find oil if you don't drill. And Max and Weston doing what their dad does is natural.